what do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave or I'll get you.
The goblins will get you.
Okay. Well, how do you greet a friend on December 25th?
They just say Merry Christmas.
Okay. Anything else? Would you say Christmas
maybe
gift?
No. Oh, I never.
Okay. Any other thing you might say?
I just might say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Okay. If you had to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm sure glad I don't have to, what, this very far.
I didn't have to do what?
I'm sure glad I don't have to this very far.
Go there, do this very far?
Uh-huh. But what word would you use for carry? Would you say hike or tote or pack? Sure
if
glad
I had to tote something real heavy a long way.
Would you?
I'd just say, well, I'm sure glad I don't have to tote this heavy package very far.
Good, thank you. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely inside of its shell.
Well, there's a turtle.
Okay. What do you call it if it lives on the land?
Terrapin.
Would your father have called it anything?
That's what he called it.
Anything else?
No.
What do you call the intestines of the hog that can be eaten?
The chitlins.
Any other animals' intestines that you can eat?
Well, some people eat cow intestines, but I don't think anybody around here does.
What's it called?
Well, they call them cow chitlins.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The center part.
Of an egg.
The yolk. The yellow.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body? So this part up here.
The breast.
Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake when it has a pointy front?
On a boat.
What about if it had a square front?
Well, it would still be a boat, but it'd be a flat bottom boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really
whooped the other.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs? When he's squatting down like this, you'd say he's down on his
calf of his leg.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say hunches?
Yeah. Sit down on his hunkers.
Pardon?
Sit down on his hunches.
Uh-huh. Would you say hunkers?
Yeah, hunkers.
Which one would you
say? I'd say, well, he's more apt to say he's sitting down on his hunkers, on the hunkers of his leg.
Thank you. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a
close wad.
Any other thing you might say?
No, 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 no.